Tonight on Channel 10, silly games can lead to big cash on the new game show, The Cube. Good morning to radio legend turned Cube host, Andy Lee. How are you, mate?
Damon, Molly, my favourite show in the country. Nice to be honest.
Lies.
No.
Now, we have seen a little bit of a preview of the show. Thanks, Channel 10, for that. And one of the games on the Cube involves a very small plastic box with a lot of red balls in it. The aim of the game is to get the balls out of this box in a short amount of time. Now, the first thing I thought, Andy, when I'm watching this is there an opportunity here for me to be a part of this show? Can I offer myself up to be the person who cleans up the little red balls in between each take?
I thought you wanted to be the person getting rid of all of them. If my nephew is anything to go by when he gets the toy box, he'd ace this game. He manages to take out all the toys in no time and then never puts any of them back. So we definitely need people more on that side of the ledger that are happy to put the balls back in. But yeah, 1,000 balls in a Perspex box. And can you empty 1,000 balls in a minute? And what's fascinating about the game is you get, you know, almost 2/3 of the balls out within 10 seconds.
Yeah.
It's when you have to be more precise that people start to falter.
A lot of these games are obviously designed simple but for maximum tension, but they seem like games that mates would play. Are you just desperate to get in and try each one, see how you go?
I have got in and tried. Actually, my girlfriend came out and we played them all together, which was not the greatest thing for your relationship. It's like playing a board game. Everyone goes to their corners and starts blaming each other and things start going wrong. But, I love it. It's the kind of game show that I'd absolutely be registering for because I don't have to sing. I don't have to be fit like Ninja Warrior.
Yep.
I don't have to build anything. I don't have to have any general knowledge. It's right up my alley.
Yeah, I'm liking the sound of it as well. It's just, if you're talentless, can you please come on the show?
That's pretty much it. It's all
that's
about
the call out.
And whether you can hold your nerve and hold your composure. But it's funny, going back to the balls, you know, there's certain games where, yeah, a hole, if, you know, someone, one episode, a lady got 1,000 balls out of the box and had 5 left while the time ran out. And then everybody has to pick up all the balls put out here, which we don't show on television.
Which is my new job, Andy. Thank you so much.
Your new job. But Hamish tells me that with Lego Masters, it's a similar thing. When they finish the builds, all the pieces get pushed into a big box and there's people out the back that have to resort them balls so they can go back into the brick pit. We had our own version of that with picking up balls left, right and centre.
Look, I feel like you're trying to turn me off the job the more this goes on, but I'm still dedicated. Very precise.
I wouldn't be up for it, but we need people who are up for it. That'd be great.
You know what else the Cube reminds me of? It's got Google Home vibes because you're communicating with it. You're talking to this cube and then it does something for you.
Yes, that is very good. You're the first person to make that analogy.
Thanks, Andy.
Yes. yes, it has got the Google Home vibes. It's a bit more sassy than Google Home and it's not very obedient, to be honest. But there's Google Home, you might say, hey, you know, you can give it a request, put on this song. We had some contestants request a slightly easier game, considering when they were trying to have to risk $50,000 to go for 100.
True.
And the Cube very quickly told them that doesn't take requests.
Host of the Cube, Andy Lee, is with us. Andy, at least it reminds you of Google Home and not that Perspex Cube from the Netflix OU, because that one's a little less wholesome. Andy, we've seen on your Instagram that at the studios there is like a ridiculous amount of slow motion cameras. How many are around the Cube?
Yeah, I mean, that was absolutely insane. People haven't checked it out yet. I've basically made some of the people stay back at lunchtime and have fun inside the Cube just for my own.
Yeah, so I feel like I'd be doing sneezes, all sorts of stuff in
Instagram
slow-mo
content for weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you can check it out. Mine's Andy Tom Lee for people who want to see what we're talking about. But essentially, you had 140 cameras. Oof. 128 of them are dedicated to the bullet time. And that's like Matrix. So essentially, you can freeze a moment in time and go full 360 around it, or have it moving as well. Action, moving action while we move the camera around at 360 degrees. And it just looks insane. It looks so good. And then we had another 4 super slow-mo cams that you may see at the cricket. In fact, if you thought that Channel 7's coverage wasn't quite as strong. It's probably because they stole those cameras.
Yeah,
apologies to Channel 7. We'll give it back to you. So, yeah, the show, and look, we've got the advantage of every single game takes place inside a 4x4 metre very well-lit box.
Very handy.
So the cameramen know where the action's going to be, and it enables us to capture it just beautifully. So, yeah, they've done an amazing job.
Now, I know typically you can't play favourites, but Andy, did you have any particular contestants come on the show that you absolutely love that maybe we should look out for this season?
Yes, I do. I think I can play favourites. Connie and Hayden,
okay.
A 70-year-old grandmother came on and played with her grandson, and they were good.
Ooh.
And that was what was cool about this show, is you can't judge a good book by its cover. We had some young kind of mid-20s guys come on full of bravado that said they're going to get really far, and they just, the moment, overcome them. They weren't composed, and they flunked out pretty bad. Where this unassuming but extremely confident 7-year-old grandma, Connie, comes on and just blitzes it, and she's just so calm throughout it. As the money goes up, you can see nerves starting to kick in, but they are a formidable pair, the two of them. Hayden was, 6'3" and lanky as all hell. And he's 21.
And
he's gone on with Connie. Her 7-year-old is probably half his height. And they just had a great mixture of skills and the things, throwing. And I thought, oh, that'll be a Hayden game, but no, Connie stepped up for that because she played darts and she had her two darts players, friends over in the corporate box watching her on. So, it's probably as old as it gets for Channel 10. I'm not sure it's normally in the demographic, but I certainly thought it was worth watching.
Find us that episode now. The Cube premieres tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. We cannot wait, Andy Lee. Watch out for that Cube, mate.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.